I have another Easter story to tell you. When Jesus was crucified, it was really confusing and upsetting for his friends, for the disciples. And there was a morning, Easter morning as it turned out, when the women disciples went to the place Jesus had been buried and they discovered the body wasn't there anymore. And that was really surprising and kind of even more confusing. So later in the same day, two other friends of Jesus, for some reason, decided that they were going to walk from Jerusalem to Emmaus, which is about a 7-mile walk, which is a pretty long way. And as they walked, they were talking about how sad they felt and how confused they felt and how they didn't understand what had happened. And suddenly there was a third person walking along beside them who said, "What are you talking about?" And they said, "Well, don't you know anything about Jesus?" And then they started saying how wonderful Jesus and his teachings had been and how terrifying and awful when he'd been killed and how surprising that his body wasn't anywhere to be found. And after they'd told everything they had to say, then this person who was walking along beside them began to talk to them about what the prophets had written in the Holy Scriptures, things that might help them understand or feel better about what was happening and feel like maybe God was at work through all of this. Well, they were very interested and very excited by what this person was saying. And the walk went by really fast, hours of walking, and suddenly they were arriving in the village of Emmaus. And they said to this person, who seemed to them to be a stranger, but who seemed so wise, they said, "Oh, it's getting dark. It's late in the day. Please come and stay with us. Come in, make yourself at home here with us." And so the person did come in, and together they sat down around a table. They were going to eat a meal together. And as they sat there, this person who was so wise and had encouraged and helped them so much took a piece of bread and gave thanks to God and broke the bread. And suddenly they realized, this isn't a stranger. This is Jesus. Jesus has been with us all day long, encouraging us and talking to us and helping us along the way. And the moment they made this realization, Jesus disappeared from their sight. They could not see him anymore. Well, they didn't even finish their dinner. They jumped up from the table and they ran all the way back to Jerusalem because they were so excited to tell the other disciples they had seen Jesus and they wanted to tell what Jesus had said to them. And they said, "Oh, it was so wonderful. It was like our hearts were burning inside us. We were so excited." That's the story from the Bible. And before we say our prayer, I want to show you a couple of pictures that I found in my photo album the other day. And the first one is a picture of the day I moved to Pacific Beach. There's a picture of a great big moving truck pulled up in front of the house, and it was unloading the dishes and the clothes and the toys and all the things that were coming from my old house to the new house. And this other picture is of me and my one-year-old daughter. Here, Emma, you can look at it for a minute and then pass it to the others. And I was trying to decide where that table should go, and I was holding my baby girl. Well, we know that this was a long time ago because, see, that tiny one-year-old, she's here today. Where did she go? I kindly invited you to come to the children's time. You're a visual aid. Can you come forward? Do you know her name? That's Christina. She used to be one, and now she's 24, and that's how long we've been in that house. And Emma would rather sit with you than me, so that's good. Christina moved twice since this moving day. She moved when she was 18. She went to Minnesota for college. And when she was 22, she went to Montana for graduate school. And maybe some of you have had moves in your life. You've moved, haven't you, Emma? And others of you have moved, and you know what it's like. I haven't moved for a long, long time, but I remember from these pictures that I did it once before, and in a few weeks I'm going to move again. It's time for me to go to new places and have new adventures and meet new people, but I'm really grateful for two things as I think about my upcoming move. And the first thing is that I stayed here long enough that I got to get to know all of you because you're so wonderful. And the second thing is I'm really grateful to know that Jesus is always going to be walking with each one of us no matter where we go. And we might not always be able to see him with our eyes, and sometimes we might forget he's there. But every time we sit down to a meal and we take bread and we give thanks, we're going to remember that Jesus is walking with us, encouraging us and giving us hope and being our companion wherever we might go in the whole wide world. So now let's join hands and say a prayer together. Oh, good. You're back in time for the prayer. Thank you, Lord, for being with us as we journey along. thank you for comforting us and encouraging us and staying with us and helping us understand when confusing things happen. Thank you for making yourself known to us in the breaking of the bread. Amen.